Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. There's a report today that the government's decision to significantly cut the penalties in a lawsuit against big tobacco companies was politically motivated. The New York Times has a memo written by government attorneys accusing a political appointee in the Justice Department of, quote, watering down the case against the tobacco industry. We're joined by Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. John, can you explain what's going on?
Well, remember, we talked last week about the closing arguments in a long-running trial of the government's accusations that tobacco companies conspired to cover up the dangers of smoking and marketed their products to minors. The federal prosecutor surprised just about everyone last week when they slashed the penalty request from $130 billion to $10 billion. There was plenty of speculation at the time that the Justice Department had decided to go easy on an industry that had contributed more than $2.5 million to Republican candidates last year. Now, the New York Times has this memo written by the career lawyers in the case that spells out the role played by their boss in the Justice Department, Associate Attorney General Robert McCallum. He's the one who made the call to cut the penalty against the tobacco companies. McCallum also appointed another lawyer who was more sympathetic to the lower penalty to prepare the final briefs in the case.
To have the political people overrule the career lawyers who tried the case and reduce the penalty to a level that will have no impact whatsoever. It simply is a green light to any corporate wrongdoer. Do what you want and get away with it if you make enough political contributions.
John, that is what, an anti-smoking activist there?
That's right. Matthew Myers. He was pointing out that, you know, there are a lot of connections between the administration and tobacco companies. For example, Robert McCallum was a partner in an Atlanta law firm before he joined the Justice Department, and he represented R.J. Reynolds Tobacco, which is one of the defendants in the trial. That usually would be enough to disqualify a political appointee from influencing the case.
So what has been the Justice Department response so far?
Well, they don't deny the contents of the memo or Associate Attorney General McCallum's role in the trial, but a spokesman says there was no political influence. Rather, McCallum was just trying to comply with the requirements of an appeals court ruling that had prohibited the government from seeking any redress for past actions by the tobacco industry. The ruling meant the penalty had to be forward-looking, and the government wants the industry to pay for a stop smoking campaign, a cessation program.
Right.
Coming up later today on Marketplace, a report on the new and improved King Tut exhibit, beginning a tour of the U.S. for the first time in 20 years. This time, the Egyptian government is trying to cash in on the exhibit.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, which is produced by our friends at American Public Media.